Well, it is always good to hear from our oldest son, Jim Jr., as well. He's getting ready to take off to go to Hungary, and then from there he goes into Israel and Jordan. Jim, tell everybody what you're going to be doing in Hungary.
Dad, for years you have been teaching at the Bible Institute there, the Word of Life Bible Institute, and we've been teaching the prophetic books, Revelation, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And now I'm following in your footsteps. They're passing it on to me. And I'll be teaching the book of Revelation for 2 weeks to students from 19 different countries. I like teaching there because that allows me to teach students that will take the Word of God back to the countries from where they come.
Jim, that sounds exciting as it relates to an opportunity to continue our ministry far beyond what you and I may see. I'll probably, if the Lord should tarry and the rapture not take place before I die, go before you. But then out there in the future, should the Lord tarry even longer, these young people who you are building into will have an opportunity to spread to those, I'd love that, 19 different countries that they're going to go back to, reaching out, carrying on the message of the soon coming of Christ. Well, and then after that, of course, you're headed over to Jerusalem, and you're going to join with all the gang that's coming from the United States on a tour of Israel, many staying and going over to Jordan as well. What I thought I might do in the time we have left in this segment of Prophecy Today is talk to you about some of the unique sites that you and I will be leading our tour guest with as we travel through the land of the Bible. For example, they get off the plane, you're going to take them to the Shepherd's Fields, to a place called Migdol Adar. Now, I know you have the conversation capable of telling all the events that are going to happen there, but just give us a glimpse because I want to get a couple of these unique sites in.
Well, quickly, Dad, we leave from one classroom and go into another classroom, and this classroom is unbelievable. You're right. We take them right off the plane, and we'll take them right up to the Shepherd's Fields. They'll look south towards Bethlehem over the valley there that is the valleys of Ruth and Boaz. It's a great place to go, and we'll teach from the Scriptures. As you know, we like to use the Scriptures. If the Bible says it and it correlates with the Bible, then that's our main objective. As you teach through, we also use archaeological remains and tradition. If those line up with three of those things, of those sites that we go to, then that's X marks a spot, and that's why we take them to the places that we take them to.
And, of course, Migdol Adar, the location of the birth of Jesus Christ. Now, we talked about the birth. Let's go to the end of his 33 and a half years of experience as God-man here on earth, the crucifixion. There are a couple of sites, the Holy Sepulchre in the old city of Jerusalem, and there also just outside the walls of the old city, Gordon's Calvary. They are the sites, supposedly, where he was crucified, buried, and resurrected, but we go to a different location. Talk to us about it.
Dad, we sure do. The most important event in all of history, the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We take people to the Mount of Olives. You know, using those criteria, we take a look at what the Scriptures say and take you to Matthew 27. There were 27 things that the centurion saw as he was standing at the foot of the cross. We will go there and we'll teach you those things and show you what he saw and where he, the only place that he could have been standing. You talked about the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. That, there are archaeological remains and that is tradition. But that is to the west of the Temple Mount. Of course, the temple, the doors of the temple faced east. So there's only one place he could have been standing. Gordon's Calvary, that's to the north of the temple. So there's only one place in the city of Jerusalem where that centurion could have been standing at the foot of the cross.
Wow, that is exciting. When I teach, and I'm sure you're the same way, Jim, when I teach from that site, it's so exciting. And to watch the people as they come to the realization that God's word is absolute, and that's the location where it all did happen. The Temple Institute is a special place. They're the people preparing to build that next temple. We have a lot of friends there, and it's a good visit for our tour guest, isn't it?
It sure is. We, years ago, I was there in 1984. That's when I lived there. You came in 1991. You lived there and have been living there all these years. And the Lord really put us at the very beginning of the Temple Institute. We were right there. In fact, your very first video, you're talking to these young men that were young students at the time, And now they're the directors. They're the people that are involved in the Temple Institute in this process of looking into scriptures of the Old Testament and putting together everything that is needed to rebuild a temple in the city of Jerusalem. And we've been there from the very beginning. It is a focal point when we go there as we look at Israel and the future and God's role for this tiny nation in the city of Jerusalem.
Wow, you're making me excited, Jim, about going over. I can't hardly wait to get there. I know I'm going to be a couple of days late because I go down to Branson, Missouri with Brandon House for the first evening of his conference, and then your mom and I will fly over. But you'll do a good job taking our people around until we can join you. At the end, I'll be there, though. We're going to the south of Israel, to the Red Sea, there a lot. The southernmost city in Israel, that's a wonderful place to be. I know we take a trip over to Petra, one of the seven wonders of the world, but when we come back and on Sunday, we go to a unique aquarium and then a little boat ride.
This is our vacation portion of the trip. The rest of it, we are running through the land of Israel, but this will be our vacation portion, that time of refreshing, renewing, and just enjoying the Red Sea, that beautiful. It's actually the Gulf of Aqaba. The very top, people look at a map, those two fingers, one the Gulf of Suez, the other the Gulf of Aqaba, that lead into the Red Sea. We'll go out onto a boat. We'll take time to go snorkeling amongst those famous coral reefs of the Red Sea. We'll eat a steak lunch out there. Just a time of refreshing before people head back to the mundane doings of the world, so to speak.
Jim, I've got an idea. Why don't you take the whole tour, and I'll meet you in Eilat. No, I don't think that's going to work. I think I'd better be with you where I'm supposed to be. Hey, buddy, thank you so much. Let me remind everybody, if you're interested in going, there's still a couple of seats available. You need to go to our website, prophecytoday.com. Go over then to Joshua Travel or call our toll-free number, 877-674-3298. Ask for Jody. She'll tell you all about the trip. Thanks a lot, Jim. Have a great time in Hungary. We'll see you in Israel.
Looking forward to seeing you there, Dad.